Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today is the 26th Sunday in Ordinary Time. First reading will be taken from the book of Numbers, chapter 11, verses 25 to 29. The psalm for today is Psalm 19. Second reading will be taken from the letter of St. James, chapter 5, verses 1 to 6. A gospel reading will be taken from Mark's Gospel, chapter 9, verses 38 to 43, 45, 47 to 48. The theme of our reflection is an extended salvific hope to the simple. The Gospel of St. John, chapter 3, verse 17 says, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but to save the world through him." Thus, the Concilia Fathers of Vatican II Council in Nostra Aetate note God's providence, evident goodness, and saving designs extend to all humankind. Hence, Jesus says to his apostles in Mark's Gospel, chapter 16, verse 15, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to everyone." Thus, the church and her mission are necessary for the salvation of humankind. However, the church has acknowledged that God has bound salvation to the sacrament of baptism, but he himself is not bound by his sacrament, because as John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 8 says, "The Spirit of God blows wherever it wishes." Therefore, it is obvious in Moses' response in the first reading and Jesus' stance in the Gospel that the Spirit sends his influences where and when, on whom, and in what measure and degree he pleases. Thus, there is salvific hope for those who have a deep love for God and uphold a Christian-like life, but not in communion with the church, and those who, through no fault of their own, do not know the gospel of Christ or his church, but seek God with a sincere heart, and moved by grace, try in their actions to do his will as they know it through the dictates of their conscience. Catechism of the Catholic Church, number 847. Yes, my brother, my sister, we agree that God does not take pleasure in anyone's death. So, we are called to repent, come to the knowledge of the truth, and have eternal life. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 32. Thus, as noted by St. James in today's second reading, accumulation of earthly treasures is not the core intent of our pilgrimage in this world. That is not why you are here. As members of the Church of Christ, as upholders of the Christian faith, and pursuers of the good and well-being of mankind, we are called to be holy and blameless before our Lord. We are called to use our talents for the sanctification of God's people. We are called to use our talents for the development of our parish and communities. We are called to use what God has given us for the good of a brother or sister. And we are called to encourage those who have committed their lives to the service of God and well-being of man and woman. Therefore, my brother, my sister, like Eldad and Medad in today's first reading, and the exorcist in the Gospel, we have heard the word of Jesus, and he has graciously granted us his healing and strength. Hence, each of us, we have a role to play in the work of our salvation and the salvation of others in this world. Yes, no believer is worthy, but God has called you, and he will grant you the graces necessary for your salvation, for my salvation. May the Lord grant us his goodness this day, this week, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us.